Today we're going to make an immunity boost smoothie. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Facebook from Pat, and she says, "Hi, Melissa. Wondering if you have ever used chilled herbal teas as the liquid ingredient in your smoothies, and if so, did it work? I am interested in immune boosting, and my favorite combo is spinach, apple, banana, lemon juice, and adding a greens powder. So yes, I do really like using an herbal tea as a base for my green smoothies, as the liquid base for my green smoothie, and it works just great. So as always, I'm a PhD in communications and cultural studies and not a medical doctor. So whenever you're thinking about taking herbs or looking after your health in this way, it's always important to consult with a medical professional such as a naturopathic doctor or an herbalist. So that being said, astragalus would be an amazing tea to use as a base for your smoothie, since astragalus is a powerful immune system stimulator. It helps to ease the symptoms of the common cold. It increases resistance in your body to disease and stress like an adaptogen, and it normalizes any disturbances in your body so your body can balance itself. So my traditional Chinese medicine doctor actually gave me some astragalus. I wanted you to see what it looks like in its natural form. It's really cool. And he actually, when I asked him, "Do you have any astragalus?" he said, "Oh, okay, let me put something together for you." So he put together a whole immune system formula for me. So if he knew I was going to put this in a smoothie, I think he would like not have done this for me. But then he gave me Codonopsis, which is this one, and licorice root, which is this one. So this is in its pure form. So if you see a traditional Chinese medicine doctor, you could get them to put these teas together for you. They do that for you all the time if you're a patient, and I would recommend that you do that. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about this in a second. So he paired all this to me together for me. Codonopsis is used to strengthen the immune system, energy deficiency, and to invigorate the spleen. It's known as poor man's ginseng, so that's great. It's cheaper than ginseng. Licorice root has a detoxifying effect on the liver. It's great for sore throats, viral infections, and respiratory infections. It's used in Chinese medicine to harmonize all the medicinal herbs that go into the formula. So, and when my Chinese medicine doctor, Dr. Tony Chavello, gave this to me, he said he did actually use it to harmonize all the other herbs, so that's really cool. So here's my word of caution. My Chinese medicine doctor would never make a tea and add it to a smoothie. No Chinese medicine anywhere would ever do that. You would make a tea and drink it as a hot tea. Smoothies are really kind of not in line with traditional Chinese medicine's way of thinking. They're too cold, and they would put out the digestive fire, according to that line of thought. So the two ideas we're mixing here really kind of go against each other. That being said, I think an herbal tea as a base for a green smoothie is a good one. I just wanted to say that in this line of thinking, you would never eat cold, uncooked food. It would just be better to have a warm cooked soup in traditional Chinese medicine. So green smoothies, though, if we're going to continue with this line of thought, are fantastic for your immune system. Leafy greens such as spinach are going to boost your immune system. Apples and lemons are high in vitamin C, so that's also great for your immune system. So what we're going to do with this one is we're going to use what Pat likes to put in her smoothie already, which is some spinach. And I'm going to throw that in. She likes a banana, so we're going to put a banana in. Now, I actually didn't have any apples today, so I used a pear instead. So this is the great thing about smoothies. You can just, you know, you can be flexible like a yogi. And then we're going to use the juice of half a lemon for that extra vitamin C boost. And And then what I did was I've been brewing this tea on my stovetop, so you can see that's what it looks like after it's been brewing for a while. And what I'll do is I'll add it to my, I think I might have to pull that out a little bit. I'll just pour that in. So that's probably way more than enough. So about 2 cups worth. And then you can blend it all up. And Pat says she likes her greens powder in that, and she could absolutely add that to that mixture, no problem at all. And then you're just going to blend that all up. Okay, so we've got our smoothie all blended. And actually, because I didn't add any ice to this one's warm. So it probably would be okay. Besides the fact that it's all raw. So it's not really gonna be too cold for you. So there we go. Nice. That tastes nice, actually. Nice immunity boosting smoothie. And the fact that it's warm, too, I wouldn't. Just because of the reasons I mentioned, I wouldn't pour it over ice or anything. I would keep it at that temperature just so you don't put out that digestive fire and to keep your immune system strong. So there you go, Pat. Let me know what you think about that. Try drinking your smoothies a little more at room temperature and not so cold, especially in the winter months. Give that a try. Let me know what you think about this video and leave your comments below.